Now, if I wanted to base the thought here for a few moments, which I will for just a moment, I'm going to take the word expectancy. And usually a person gets what you expect. Many people come to the meetings. They go to church and say, "Why? I didn't see nothing. I didn't expect to see nothing in the first place." That's the reason you didn't see nothing. I didn't get helped. I didn't expect to. You usually get what you expect to get. If you come to the service and you're expecting to find something to criticize, a religious service, Satan will be sure that you see it. He will show you something that you can go away and criticize the meeting. And if you come expecting to get help from God, God will meet your expectancy. He always does. Wherever you go, whatever you do, what you expect brings your faith. If you come saying, "Well, there is nothing to eat," that's just the way you will go back home. With nothing to eat. If you come tonight saying, "Well, if I don't get prayed for, I'll go home and won't be healed," that's just the way you will go. If you come here tonight saying, "I come for this one sole purpose," that is to contact Christ for my body or my soul, you will go home just as happy as you can be. For you will contact him. No matter what the opposition looks like, Christ is the answer. Faith brings Christ. Notice, could you remember 8 years old, white beard, white hair, and yet the old man, talking about Simeon, went around telling people that he wasn't going to die until he saw the Lord's Christ. What a beautiful picture of faith. Let's stand as we sing, "Lord, prepare me to hear the word of God now." Someone sing it for me.
"Oh Lord, prepare me to hear the word of
God to be a sign to worry. Yes, pure and holy. Try and do. Again, one more time. Oh Lord, prepare to sanctuary. Amen. Pure and holy. Oh, try that to. Thanksgiving, us turn in our Bibles to John chapter 14.
I'm reading on verse 1 to
verse
3.
And also Revelations chapter
19.
Verse
7
to
9. Verse 7 to
9. And lastly, Revelations 22, verse 17 and verse 20.
Revelation 22, verse 17 to 20.
Let's start with John chapter 14, a familiar scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me.
Moyo yenyu irege kumanikidzwa. Tendai kuna Mwari, mutendewo kwandiri.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hear someone saying a very pleasant amen from somewhere there.
Ndanzwa amen yakakora yabuda neuku.
I wonder who was that who was saying amen somewhere. Is that my wife there? Thank you, sweetheart, for supporting me like that. You know what she's trying to tell me? You forgot to introduce me. I'm so happy to be with my wife today. Sister Chikosi, God bless you, princess.
Sister Chikosi,
she's such an encouragement to me in the ministry. Let me start that again. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go prepare a place for you.
Moyo yenyu irege kumanikidzwa. Tendai kuna Mwari, mutendewo kwandiri. Mumba mababa wangu mune nzvimbo zhinji dzokugara.
Hallelujah.
Dai kwaisava kudaro. Ndikadai ndai kuudzai kuti ndinoenda kundokugadzira ipo kugara.
And that beautiful. And that beautiful.
Hazvina kunaka here izvi.
I go prepare a place.
Ndinoenda kundokugadzira ipo kugara.
Amen. I really like that. Those are good words, eh? I go prepare a place for you.
Mashoko akanaka, ndinoenda kunokugadzira nzvimbo yokugara.
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Kana ndaenda kundokugadzira ipo kugara, ndinozouyazve ndigo kugamuchira ikwandiri kuti apo pandiri nemiwo mugovapo.
Amen. Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
Chapter
19, verse 9. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready.
Ngatifarei, tifarisise, timukudze, nokuti mutambo wokuwana wegwayana wasvika, mudzimai wake wazvigadzirira.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Wakapiwa simba kuti apfeke mucheka wakanaka unopenya usina tsvina, nokuti mucheka wakanaka ndizvo kururama zvakarurama zvavatsvene.
Yes, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God.
Zvino akati kwandiri, nyora uti vakaropafadzwa vakakokerwa kuchirairo chekuwana kwegwayana. Akati kwandiri, mashoko awa ndo azvokwadi aMwari.
Amen. Chapter 22 of Revelation 17 and 20.
Chapter 22 zvakazaurira 17 kusvika 20.
And the Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Mweya nomwenga wanoti huya.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you saying come?
Iwe uri kuti huyai here?
Or is it only the Spirit saying come?
Kana kuti mweya woga uri kungoti huyai?
The Spirit must be so one with the Bride until we are just saying the same thing.
Mweya nemwenga unofananga uri chinhu chimwe kusvikira tose tinenge tichitaura chinhu chimwe.
And let him that hear it say come.
Nai unonzwa ngati huyai.
Let him that is athirst come.
Unenyota ngati huyai.
Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
Unoda ngatore mvura yehupenyu asingatengi.
20. He which testified these things said, surely I come quickly.
Iye unopupura izvozvo anoti, hongu ndinokurumidza kuuya.
Amen.
Amen.
Even so, come Lord Jesus.
Huyai Ishe Jesu.
Can we all say that last statement together? Even so, come, Lord Jesus. You turn around and shake your neighbor's hand and say, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Even so,
come.
Amen. You know, you may be seated, saints.
Even
so, come, Lord Jesus. I think these words, even so, come, Lord Jesus, are more befitting to this generation. The end times. There's so much going on. Putting us under so much pressure. Trying to just dump in our hopes. And just trying to confuse us of the vision of his coming. That this scripture was positionally placed to mean much more in this day. I had a hard time getting some fuel. And I couldn't see how I could spend an hour in the queue. Yeah, that was yesterday, day before in Mutare, Friday, I think it was. So I had to phone a brother and say, brother, you don't seem to be as busy as I am. Can you please go and just hold my place in the queue there?
Even
when you are probably 10 cars away, you phone me so I can come and take
the place.
So it was done, and so I came. And I had so many things to do, and I'm saying, my Lord, I hope this thing will go fast. And I was stuck there for 30 minutes or more. Yeah, I said, but even so, come, Lord Jesus. I said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Is that my brother there?
That's my brother, my real brother.
Eastlim na wareme mukoma wangu. Kana mchinga mango wao na moti mukoma wa Pastor Chikosi.
Pastor Chikosi, the elder brother, how are you?
God bless you, Bamguru. Nice to see you. I was looking for him. Is he here? But I know he doesn't miss church unless he's out somewhere. Very faithful. Yeah, that's good. Thank you, Bamguru. Nice that I was able to pick you up. So, and then my son phoned me. Hey, we can't get cooking oil here. I don't know, maybe you can try in Mutare there.
Pastor.
I said, okay, tell me once all the things that you want, because you keep phoning me, then you're disturbing me.
Says
we also can't find Mazoe easy here.
And
we need Serevita for the child. and also some cokes, if you can get us some cokes. I said, okay, you text all your needs on the phone, message it through to me, then I'll see what I can do. I said, even so, come, Lord Jesus.
I
said, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We have to come to a place sometimes where we just don't want to be here anymore. And sometimes we're praying for things to be better. But God is saying, I want you home. So there is no way you are going to even long for coming here unless you are having problems down here. So this world must become so unbearable for us. There must be such a pressure, there must be such a want for a better land. There must be such a depression. Things must go to the lowest of ebbs. That we can say, even so. Come, Lord Jesus. And I think these things that we are seeing should make us prepare for His coming. And that's my little inspiration this morning, preparation for His coming. Jesus promised us, I will come back to you. And we are the people who should be always talking about and being delighted by the promise of His coming. We are in the message of preparation. The end time message is a message of preparation for the second coming of Christ. And we are the people who are supposed to be so much on expectation, so much under expectation, so much in preparation for the coming of the Lord. We should be able to say together with the Spirit, come, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus says, I have gone to prepare a place for you, so that where I am, you may be there also. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Jesus does not want us in one place while He is in another place. He wants to be with His wife. He wants to be with His church. And we've seen this beautiful example here, this engagement here. I'm sure Brother Jonathan is going to do all that's within himself to make sure that Sister Yemurai will be where he is. He is going to do everything possible, working hard, make sure he raises the monies which must be paid to redeem Sister Yemurai, make sure he gets a place to put her. He does not want to be staying somewhere while Sister Yemurai is staying somewhere else. And I want to say to you this morning, neither does Jesus want to be somewhere when we are somewhere else. He wants us to be with Him. And He has gone to prepare. Hallelujah. If He has gone to prepare, what must we do then? We must also prepare for what He has gone to prepare. He is going to prepare a place. We must prepare to go to that place. So always God makes a promise. Then when He makes a promise that binds Him, because we say a promise is a credit, and God's word will never fail. God's word will never fall to the ground. Whatever God says, He will do it. He says in Isaiah 11, 55:11, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I send it. So God always works by speaking it out first. Then when He speaks it, it's got to come to pass. Once He says it, there is not enough devils nowhere. There is not enough powers nowhere to stop what God has uttered. So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to Him void, but it shall accomplish that which God pleases. It will prosper in the thing which God is sending it. God's word of healing will not return to Him until you are healed. God's word of redemption will not return to him void until you are redeemed. God's promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you will never return to him void. He will be with you to the very end. So God works by promises. He promises it here. He promises it over here. Then he fulfills it over there. He promises it over here. Then he fulfills it over there. I go prepare. That is a promise. I will come back to you. That is a promise. I will come and take you to myself. That is a promise. God does it that way to bind himself to his word. Once he says it, he is under obligation to fulfill it. If he doesn't say it, he doesn't have to fulfill it, because he never said it and no one is expecting it. So he says it so that he is bound by his own word. And also he says it to generate faith in the recipient of that word. If he just does something without first promising it, he may want to do it to an unprepared person. So to get you under preparation, to bring you under expectation, to cause you to prepare, he says it out. So when that goes out, he binds himself by it. But also on you, when you hear it, that makes you expect it to come to pass. Because life answers only to expectation. Amen. You get what you expect. Life answers to expectation. You can't just have a child without expectation. Life answers to expectation. You get what you expect. And for God to stimulate expectation in you, he gives a promise. So when you read that promise, it excites you. You begin to expect what God has promised. And your expectation puts you into preparation. And your preparation brings you to that thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So without a promise, there is no expectation. Without expectation, there is no preparation. Without preparation, you can't have the thing. When a wife is expecting, it causes her to prepare. She then goes to buy the little clothes and things because she is expecting. And when you are expecting the coming of the Lord, it makes you prepare for the same. Oh, may God help us to prepare. He never works outside of that promise. He promises it here to generate expectation, which causes preparation, which brings to pass that promise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, I will come and take you to where I am. Friends, if he has gone to prepare, how ought we to prepare for that which he has gone to prepare? Shall we remain uninterested? Shall we remain indifferent? Shall we remain cold? Shall we remain formal? Shall we remain confused? Shall we remain so bound up in this world's thing until we lose our vision of what is going to prepare? I say this morning, if we be the bride of Jesus Christ, If we be the wife of Jesus Christ, if we be that predestinated church, it behooves us this morning to prepare for what He has gone to prepare. Amen.
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 Not only is Jonathan going to prepare, but Yemurai is also going to be prepared. What is Yemurai preparing? She's preparing for what Jonathan is preparing. What are we preparing? We are preparing for what Jesus has gone to prepare. Glory to God. He has gone to prepare. This is not the time for us to be dilly-dally about the Lord's business. This is not the time to be caught without all the virtues. But this is the time to sweep the house, looking for the lost coin, looking for the lost virtue, looking for that joy that you used to have, that when the word was read, you would shout amen like my wife was shouting there. Before it is even preached. This is the time to look for those little coins where our hearts would yearn and long for the doors of the house of the Lord to open, so that we may be in there even 1 hour before the service, laying on the altar praying, Lord, forgive me. Lord, during the week I did this thing wrong. Lord, at work I did this one wrong. Lord, cleanse me. And by the time the song service would start, you remember those days when you would weep when the songs of Zion were being sung. You remember those days when a little sermon would send you running to the altar. Let us prepare for the coming of the Lord. It's later than we think. And this is why the enemy will do all he can. He will do all he can to stop you from even saying amen to the word. Now, my dear brothers and sisters, if we who are here this morning shall not say amen to the word of the Lord, who shall say it? If we who are here this morning will sit in our churches like stooges, like wallflowers, then who shall praise Him? Are we here to give God an attitude? Are we here to give God our moods? As if we are God and He is the Creator? Aren't we here to woo Him? Aren't we here to plead with His mercies? Listen, brother. If you don't want to say amen when the preachers are preaching, you don't hurt God. If you want never to even raise your hand when you listen to a tape of the prophet, you are not hurting God. If you want to come late to church and sit there with an attitude, a kind of an attitude which will just hurt the gentle dove of the Holy Ghost away, let me tell you this morning, God knew about you. God knew about you. That's why He never depended upon the worship of His redeemed. And he says, these people, I know them. When there is no diesel, there is no amen. When church issues are not yet resolved, there is no amen in church. When there is no cooking oil, there is no amen. God says, I know that's what they will do. So if they don't want to say amen, let them put their amens in their pockets or their purses or their laptop bags. I've got living creatures. I've got seraphim. I'm creating me some seraphim. I'm creating me myself. I can't depend upon the people who today they are up, tomorrow they are down, today they are amening, tomorrow they are sulky, tomorrow they come, next day they don't come. God say no. I want a continual praise. I want a oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God says, I'm going to show them what is up there so that it can encourage them when they get discouraged. And he made his cherubims. Let me make an announcement. God can do without your amen. God can do without your hand clap. God can do without your hallelujah. God can do without your attitude. God can do without you actually. He's got living creatures full of eyes, full of faces. One face that way, one face that way, one face that way, another face that way. God is not short of worship. So when you worship him, worship him.
Amen.
I don't want to be a contact point. I don't want to be a contact point. To be a contact point of a wrong attitude in church. You know what? Sin is more contagious than righteousness is. One righteous man in a church hardly can influence others the way a wicked person would. I don't want to be a contact place for a slump spirit in the church or indifference, coldness, formality. God, make me a contact point for the hallelujahs which are up in glory. You say, Brother Joseph, what has that got to do with it? I'm talking about preparation. You are not going to be raptured when you are sulky. You are not going to be raptured with an attitude. You won't be raptured when you are cold, when you are formal, when you are indifferent. Oh, no, 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 no. The Holy Ghost is power. The Holy Ghost is life. The Holy Ghost is joy. Unspeakable. Full of glory. Full of glory. The Holy Ghost is rejoicing. The Holy Ghost is hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is all is well.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost says all is well. No diesel, no oil, but Jesus is in my heart. Oh, hallelujah. Even no girlfriend, no boyfriend, but Jesus is mine. No house. No car. Nothing moving at my company. But the Holy Ghost fire is burning with it. The Holy Ghost fire is bubbling in me. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's create an atmosphere in our churches, an atmosphere of faith, having a culture of amening the word, getting in the spirit. The moment you walk in those doors, forget about your problems. You haven't come to your problem. You have come to the one who is the answer to your problem. My Lord and my God, you have come to the one who heals you. You have come to the one who provides all your needs. Listen, friends. Brother Branham preached on the Holy Ghost baptism. 1959, he took 3-4 services on that subject. While he was taking the first service, he took one entitled, "What is the Holy Ghost?" Then you hear him speak in that message. He says, "We are not approaching this as a protracted meeting. But we are coming upon sincerity, burning all bridges, confessing everything, making right our lives." And he says, "I can't ask you to do what I am unable to do myself." He says he was almost about to beside himself, because he was fasting and praying, preparing for the visitation. Listen, brother, you cannot just get something without preparing for it. Before you fix you a breakfast, you must have made preparations for it. You must have made preparations for it. You can just say, "Please fix me a breakfast," when there's nothing in the kitchen, nothing in the cupboard, no eggs, no cornflakes, no bacon, nothing. You need your preparation. Can we say amen to that?
Amen.
You can't just come to an examination and say, "I'm going to pass," where there is no preparation. We can talk of the coming of the Lord in our conditions right now, church. We need grace. People, we need grace. We need grace, Amadam. We need the grace of God. Rapture is the height of joy. That word rapture means so much joy. It's the height of happiness, the height of joy and rejoicing. This service was prepared for. Someone came to open the doors. Make sure that the systems are working and operating. You had to have your quiet time. Preparation. You had to have your song service. Preparation. You had all those things. Nothing can go without preparation. Even the elections that we've gone through. And you know what? The preparation is longer than the event. You start crying foul. Oh, we've been rigged. But someone prepared how to rig. A And you should have made preparations also to counter that. Listen, brother. You don't pass your A level the day that you write your examination. You pass it when you are studying, when you are researching, when you are doing your homework, when you are sleeping at 2 o'clock in the morning because you are studying. That's where you pass. You don't get raptured on the day. You get raptured in your preparations now. This is the day that the Lord has made. The prophet goes on to say, the other night, in that same message, we were sitting late with my wife, talking together in preparation for this Holy Ghost baptism. If a prophet could sit with his wife, a holy prophet, talk about issues, talk about things, pray together, share the word together, how much more we here? We need to prepare. We can't come to God and expect to hear from God when my wife has got something against me, or I have something against her. That's a contact point of slumness in the church. Now listen to this. Brother Branham, the next day he spoke on what was the Holy Ghost given for. Then the third service, he spoke on how do you receive the Holy Ghost and how do you know you've got the Holy Ghost. He says, don't record that, because my Pentecostal brothers who believe in the initial evidence of speaking in tongues will not understand. So it was not recorded. But when he comes in the questions and answers, that's where you find what he said the previous night. He says, I want to say again what I said last night. He said, some were not hearing, the system wasn't too good in some parts of the tabernacle. And also it wasn't recorded in the first place. So he goes to explain how the pillar of fire came, you know, and that those leaks of fire, it was not tongues as the Pentecostals would like you to think. Those were just leaks of fire, tongue as the shape of a tongue. Then he says, when I came to the time to pray for the people to receive the Holy Ghost, Satan came among the people. Now, if he came in the Branham Tabernacle, he will sure come here 10,000 times. He says, and people were just like in a slum condition. What I'm saying is, you are not just quiet because you are quiet. Satan has come upon you because you are a child of God. You love the Lord. And why don't you say amen to the word of God that you so love? If those without the Holy Ghost could cut branches of the palm trees and shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, before the Holy Ghost ever came, if the people of Ezra could stand up and say amen when he was reading, how much more we who are filled by the Holy Ghost? No. Don't say,
I will be hearing everything.
I'm
not an emotional person. We are not talking about emotions. We are talking about the Spirit of God.
Brother Branham.
Brother Branham.
when he taught,
kuti mweyamtwene chi,
what is the Holy Ghost,
kuti mweyamtwene wakapiwi rei,
what was the Holy Ghost given,
kuti muna ugamuchira se,
how do you receive the Holy Ghost,
nasvika panguwa yekuturika maboko pamba,
when it was time to lay hands on the
Satan ndokuti izvazviitiki pano,
the devil says this will never happen here.
Kwakuya pane vanhu.
And he came to the people.
Ramba wakanyarara ipapa.
Who were quiet in the Branham Tabernacle.
Sambo simudze maoko.
Don't raise your hands.
Usambote amen.
Don't say amen.
Iye ari kunamata. Receive the Holy Ghost.
And you are praying. Come tell me, I'm saying it.
And you know the, you know what happened. Sister Dilo, Brother Branham's sister. She then told the prophet. When you were preaching, before you came to the prayer, oh, I felt like I could shout and scream and run. What did the prophet say? You should have done that. That was the Holy Ghost upon you. It causes you to cry, amen. It causes you to shout hallelujah. It causes you to say glory to God. Brother Branham says, then God rich in mercy, you know, when the enemy comes in as a flood, God does not remain quiet. So many were submitting themselves to the power of Satan, not to say amen or to rejoice, but God could not let that like that. What happened? The Holy Ghost fell upon somebody. That person stood up and he gave a prophecy. What did they say? He said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Woo! The moment that thing was spoken, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Brother Branham was on the altar trying to pray with the people. He says the Holy Ghost came upon him and he began to give meaning to that prophecy. And he said, in other words, okay, thank you. That is, and before I could say anything, I done said it over. Blessed is he who believes the Lord has come in this. The moment he said that, then the Holy Ghost broke through. The devil was defeated. People began to rejoice. They began to receive the Holy Ghost. They began to shout hallelujah. They began to praise God. Let me tell you something, brother. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Blessed is he who believes that the Lord has come in this. Every service, when the word comes, the Lord is coming. He is in his word. When you are listening to a message, you are blessed if you can believe the Lord has come in that message. Oh, can we give God a praise offering? And I have just been talking this. The Holy Ghost is God himself in you. And they got it. And then the Holy Ghost fell among the people. See how it edifies prophecy. And if a prophecy of saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, could edify and break the power of the devil until the Holy Ghost comes, how much more the prophecy of talking about the word of God this morning. Satan will never want you to receive your blessing. He will never want you to go home a better person. He will never want you to go home rejoicing. He wants you always in a slump. But we are under a commission as ministers to cast out all devils. We don't have the power. We don't have the power to cast out devils. But the word we preach, that's what handles demons. That's what casts out devils. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. It's the word that will defeat Satan any place. Any circumstance, any situation, any time, even this morning, where you are there, you can receive the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you. We must prepare for His coming. Watch what He says. Revelation chapter 1, the familiar scripture here, on verse 7, behold, He cometh with the cloud. Friends, He is coming to you who are redeemed, to you who are in the message of the hour. What was that on Mount Sunset? I'm asking you, what was that on Mount Sunset? And if that doesn't excite you, then it's high time you revisit your theology. I want to say that rough, not to be mean. If that doesn't excite you anymore, if you don't know what that means, it's high time you revisit your beliefs. He's coming soon. But blessed is He. Blessed is he who believes that the Lord has come in that. That wakaropa fazwa.
You are blessed.
Anositenda.
Who believes?
Kudishongwe gorele motoyo.
That feel of
kuburuka kwashe.
The coming of the Lord.
Wakaropa fazwa.
You are blessed.
Anositenda.
Who believes?
Kudigoreiro.
That cloud.
Kuburuka kwashe.
Condescending of
the Lord has come in that. The Lord has come in that. Come on, give God the praise. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah.
It's a hallelujah.
Shout Hosanna, somebody.
It's a Hosanna.
Shout Hosanna, somebody.
It's a Hosanna.
Shout thank you, Jesus, somebody.
Yes, it's no good.
Oh, brother, sister. We are leaving behind our time. We are living behind our time. Let's catch up with the revelation. Let's catch up with the revelation. We should be bumping into angels right now. We should be bumping into angels right now. Oh, come on, say amen, somebody. Say amen, somebody. This church should be so much on fire. We should be so much in love as the body of Christ until the sick are just healed by entering a church. Just shaking someone's hand and they are made whole. God help us. God help us. God help us. Do we believe that Brother Branham was preparing for the second coming? What a preparation. What a preparation. If you fail to prepare for an event, be assured there is no event. And if you don't prepare for the coming of the Lord, there is no event. But I'm thankful to God tonight, this morning here, or this afternoon here, that I'm speaking to a people who are making happy preparations. Oh, not a reason to grieve. I'm happy. I'm talking to people here who are looking for a city. Why not made by hands? They are looking for New Jerusalem. Looking for New Jerusalem, preparing to go for the marriage supper. No guile against nobody. Listen, listen. One time, Dr. Ray Davis really black painted the prophet in his magazine. Called him everything. Called him everything. Brother Branham says, "Oh, poor fellow." He said, "Oh, poor fellow."
Ah, Brother Branham ngoti, "Ama inozvisadza urombo."
He's under pressure. He says, "I went to my cave 2 days to pray for him."
Handi ndakaenda kubagorangu ndikavanamatira Dr. Roy Davis mazuva maviri.
How many of us can ever pray for someone who just scolds you?
Or
someone who lies about you? We are living way behind where we are supposed to be, church. We should be at the time right now that the Holy Ghost is full in our churches, until every gift that the Lord promised in His church will be manifest in every local. Listen, you are not the one to even prepare yourself. Aren't you thankful to God for that? He has gone to prepare the place. And not only that, He says, "I will give you the comforter. He will be your preparation. He will be your wedding garment. He will be your advocate. He will be your teacher. He will be your tutor. He will be everything that you ever need for this church. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will give you the Holy Ghost." Now, if you have an advocate, brother, with an advocate, what do you fear?
If you commit a crime, if
you
got a good advocate, you don't fear anything. We are born in
Rokusazivamari
without knowing God.
Tika ita miitiro.
And we did so
Yakashata
many iniquities.
Asikwaka uya gweta.
I came an advocate.
Ooh, hallelujah. Waka uya gweta.
I came an advocate of advocates.
Waka piwa gweta.
We were given the greatest.
Nana koma na wamari.
The Son of God.
Agati asina chivi.
And we said, who does not have a sin?
Asina chivi.
Who has not committed
a sin? Kutanga ateme mutsimai.
Take the first stone and stone this woman.
Sasa ndio paka perera sarungandisa.
That's where it ended.
Aren't you thankful, sister, brother?
I'll tend it.
No, but no, perra sarungano.
That's where it ended.
Asina yake.
He who has no odds.
Garobe mudzimai afe.
May you stone this woman.
Bakashaito wangasina yake nyaya.
There was not one found without a.
Sigasi mudzimai.
And he said,
"Neni handi kurash."
Me also will not forsake you.
Shienda.
Go back.
Upembere.
And he rejoins.
Imba. Ugoze nda
and rejoice.
Rusa sota tase
sin no more.
Ari pa no murevereri.
He is here, the advocate.
Ari pa no murevere.
The advocate.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is
Him, Jesus. He had written that law.
Achiriko Old Testament.
He was still in the Old Testament. He was still the Father
wanga angu ori Jesu mwechitu.
You are still the same Jesus.
Akati munataka ni matombo.
And he said, I doubt are you stone?
Ndiye akanga anyora mutemo iwo.
He had written the same law.
Mumwe ndiwo kuchikora mutemo iwo.
One broke that law.
Jesu wawachinja.
And Jesus changed.
Wave kweta.
He's now the advocate.
Kumudzimayo.
To the woman.
Nokuti ari kuona kusashandika kwemutemo waakatema kune vanhu vasati vabva vatsva.
Because you would see that the law was not effective to a people who were not yet born again.
Yes, I gave you that law. But he who is without sin, let him execute judgment. Do you see how the judge became the intercessor? And for 7 church ages, the devil has been the accuser of the brethren. He never tells you one good thing about yourself. Always condemning you. Always condemning you. Condemning, accusing you. But you know why? We thank God we have an attorney. We have an advocate. And that advocate is not only an advocate. He's been doing the mediation on our behalf, interceding for us. But in the end time, who is worthy to take the book? Who is worthy to sit on that judgment throne? He left the attorney box.
Amen.
He has left the
throne of the advocate.
And
he came to the throne of judgment.
And he said,
I will not forsake you. Rejoice. I will not forsake you. Because you have changed. There is forsaking to those who have repented. Let's prepare, brethren. The things that are happening in these days is pointing us to the lateness of the hour.
And Satan is having us.
Satan ari kutipa zvino.
All tied up. Listen to what the prophet says in Christ, mystery of God revealed, talking about this. But all this mystery is only as he promised, is revealed only as he promised. Amen.
Amen.
To his bride.
Oh
my hell.
Gehenna
is against this truth. Have you ever seen how simple it is? Come for your family altar. In your home. Just about 10 o'clock at night. Read a scripture. Sing a song. Pray. You won't even go 5 minutes. 10 minutes, you are lucky.
10 minutes.
15.
Those are big gears, prayer warriors.
But surely half an hour,
someone
is snoring.
I won't find fault.
What you need is the Holy Ghost. For we know not how to pray. That's what the Bible says. We know not how to pray. But when the Holy Ghost is come, he will pray with groaning that cannot even be uttered. Moti amen.
And say amen.
And the other
one is continuing snoring.
Yeah,
we are finished the prayer, family prayer. Chimuka. Wake up.
Chimuka.
Wake up.
Oba amuka paya.
And they wake up.
Oh.
Yeah. And that you don't know where that sleep goes.
Munotaura naye kusika 2 o'clock mangbana.
Then you start talking until 2 o'clock.
Pasina kana kumbonga kunga munu.
Without ambenge, the burden of time.
Ane tswana Morpheus pamuna mato.
But during prayer, Morpheus
that,
was putting him
that for you to know that it's the devil.
It was the Satan.
He doesn't want you. Satan is against this message. That's why we seem to have more troubles than even out in other churches there. Satan hates.
Satan anovenga.
All hell is against this truth. He didn't want them to receive the Holy Ghost in the tabernacle. Upon such a clean teaching, just came upon the people, caused them to just be cold and formal and just look and turn around when they are supposed to receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He says, hell is against the truth of this ministry, but of this mystery, but the bride is standing on it. That hair stand. And I don't care how many devils are fighting us. I'm standing on this revelation of the message of the hour. Why do you hunger, church? Why do you thirst? It's the Father trying to reveal this hidden secret to you. But you let so many things get it out of you. You let your job. You let your wife. You let your husband. You let your children. You let the cares of the world. You let some pastor. You let somebody else get that out of you. Where you know way down in your heart, you are thirsting. How many of you are thirsting and hungry? And hungry, it's God trying to reveal to you the revelation. The last day is here. Let me just read here my last quotation. I leave all this because, as I told you, we ain't got time. But let me just read this one here for you and I'll let you go. Watch what the prophet says in this message here. Oh, I love this, friends. This is God's eternal word here. Glory to God. I just feel so good this morning, brother, sister. I feel twice my size right now. Listen, brother. Rebecca.
Rebecca
prepared by feeding the camels. Can you say amen? That needed someone who with a real conviction and concern. Hey, she did not realize. Ma amen aur kuita iwe ndio simba richakushangura.
The amen you are doing, punctuating the word of God, they shall bless you.
Oh, that must send a real glory, hallelujah, jubilee in this tabernacle here this morning. The very amens, the very hallelujahs that you are making is the very same power that will change your body. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the future home, brother. Listen, Esther.
Esther
prepared. She couldn't just go meet King Ahasuerus. She couldn't just go without preparation. But she knew, how can I go? My people are about to be destroyed. How can I please the king? How can I evade his wrath? Remember, the king was on his throne. Anybody who came, to see him, there was only two laws. Either he accepts you and hears your case, or if he doesn't accept you, you die.
Esther was not playing then.
Esther
knew she was facing life.
And the die eyes that could life.
If she knew that there was something that she had not done, which could cause her to be killed,
kuenda kwa kaita,
her going
she there, knew she had made herself ready. Let me ask you a question, Isli. How did she make herself ready? She did not want anything from anybody else. She wanted what Haggai had provided. And I want the message that Brother Branham has given us. That's your preparation. This message is the wedding garment. This message in its fullness is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And she was a little bit more clever, not just to go before King Ahasuerus with the items that Haggai had given her at the time when Mordecai was about to be killed and all that stuff. She said, no, I'm not going to use this now, because why? Haggai introduced me to the king and I'm now with the king, so if I need the king's favor, I better go there with what the king himself gave me.
Panguba Anga Singade Kwenda Nezangapua na Kai. Nekuti Asipangua Iraguraya Mordecai Agataiwa and the Shandi say easy. Dovanaguzo Shandi sa Shandawuzwana Mambo.
To be received
Gai could come
to
Nay Mambo not
to be
Dana Mambo at your
years. To be received first by the king.
You
need the message of the hour. She had to come with the messengers. Yeah. But now here is her people at stake.
Asi Ezo Vanuvakiva Panjos.
Well, you know what she did? She took the royal crown that king had given her. And she took the royal apparel which the king had given her. She says, I'm not going to go there in my own righteousness. I'm going to be clothed in his word. So when she walked there, King Ahasuerus with his royal crown on his royal throne with his royal apparel, he looks, he sees Queen Esther with a royal crown given by King Ahasuerus, royal apparel given by King Ahasuerus. So royalty and royalty had a conversation.
Say amen. How can you sleep when you're eating sadza?
It is sadzaka more than sadzaka.
It is. It's not
that I'm all going to hallelujah.
Clap your hands and say hallelujah.
Corona ya umambo.
The crown of royalty.
Bam solo pamambo kadesta.
On King
Corona ya umambo.
And the royal crown.
Bam solo pamambo Ahasuerus.
On King Ahasuerus.
Zaka petera nanyaya.
And they finished the matter.
Mambo akazongo simudza tsvimbo akati unode.
And the king raised his scepter and said, what do you want?
Kunyangwe nezvanga asina kukumbira.
Even things that he had not.
Kunyangwe half ya umambo ndekupa.
Even half of the kingdom I will give you.
How did Rahab prepare? She displayed the token. We were told here how we need to put our kids under token. How did Ruth prepare? She had to go and identify a field which she could labor in and trust God for direction, because she didn't know which was Boaz's field. You trust God to lead you to the right field. How did the 10 virgins prepare? The foolish took lambs without oil. Hey, what use carrying a lamb without oil,
shamwari.
The message is your light.
It
shall be light. And what use is a message without the oil of the Holy Ghost? That's what keeps that message burning. I'm closing here. Future home. And Christ has gone. And is preparing a place that's been on its construction for many, many thousands of years. Preparing a place. I like to go to that place. I want to go to that place. Don't you want to go to that place? I want to go to that place. I want to go to that place. He says, and if I go and prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you, that where I am, there you may be
all.
Like Brother Jonathan here.
Brother Jonathan.
He so longs for his sister to come. Oh, when will the pastor marry us? Oh,
oh,
and Jesus is actually dying with love to receive you and me. Let us prepare to meet him tonight. Do you love him? God bless you, church. God bless you. Can you give me a key there? Now I have the everlasting joy within. Oh, since he came and took away my, oh, the moment that he blessed me and he made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. Sing it a bit faster. Now I have that everlasting joy within. Oh, since he came and took away, oh, the moment that he blessed me and he made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. I'm looking for a city. I'm looking for a city. The one not met by hands. Oh, I'm looking of children. I see the sing with joy. Hey, man. The waters will be parted. And I'll be on my way as we're crossing over Jordan. I can, everybody, oh, now I have that everlasting joy with it. Since he came, since he came and took away, oh, the moment that he blessed me and he made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. I'm drinking from the fountain that flows from on a well of living waters that never, hallelujah, oh, I'm feasting on God's manna and praying day by day. In that everlasting joy is here to stay. Now I have that everlasting joy. Since he came and took away, oh, the moment that he blessed me and he made me fully whole, with that everlasting joy within my soul. I've heard the prophet, I heard the prophet's message, and I placed it in my, oh, oh, that neighbor sounds in my, the rapture is upon us. I'm 57 to have this precious promise. Now I have that everlasting joy. Oh, sin. Oh, and it made me fully whole with that everlasting joy. Oh, hallelujah!
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 In these dark closing days of time, what therefore that sooner, oh wondrous truth, sublime, he shall reign, King of kings, Lord of lords, he's coming soon, raise your hand, he's coming soon, oh, he's coming with joy, we welcome his return. It may be oh, it may be, I don't know. Oh, I know he's coming. The signs around us, oh, the signs around us, painted on the starless sky, God's faithful witnesses today, that the coming of the Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, he's coming, oh, he's coming. So, oh, he's coming with joy. We will, his return. It may be more, it may, oh, it may be night on you. I know. The dead in Christ who beneath us lie, the dead in Christ who needs us, oh God, in countless numbers, oh, shall rise through the portals of the sky. Oh, he shall come to prepare. He shall to prepare our paradise. Ah, oh, yes, he's coming. He's coming back. Oh, with joy, we will come his return. Hallelujah, it may. I know he's coming, and we who live in yet remain. We who live in yet remain, caught up, raptured, caught up, shall meet a faithful Lord. This hope we cherish. This hope we cherish. No, in vain. But we comfort one another, brothers and sisters. We comfort one another. Oh, let's praise him together. We is coming. So is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your preparation. for a new Jerusalem for us. Thank you, Lord, for your preparation for the marriage supper. Our hearts are yearning. Oh God, we've waited for this, the consolation of the bride. Lord, help us to be ready by the message of this day that you gave us. As the prophet said, he will crown me one day. He will crown me by giving me the wedding garment of the word to clothe this bride.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for spiritual food in due season. And if there be someone here who is lacking in any, oh God, of this preparation, while we are praying like this, Father, grant it to them. Those that want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, fill them right now where they are, oh God. Those that want a more victorious life, grant it to them. For it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, oh God. As King Ahasuerus gave Queen Esther, give us, O God, your righteousness. That is what we read in your word, the righteousness of the saints, which comes from your justification. You justified us because you predestinated us. You justified us because you elected us and you chose us. And you had to justify your election. You had to justify your calling. And here we stand sinless, the virtuous bride of the Lord Jesus. All our sins washed away in the sea of God's forgetfulness.
Amen.
We thank you this afternoon, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless this church. Bless the officers here. Bless our acting pastor here. Bless, oh God, the deacons, the trustees. Bless every elder. Bless everyone. Pray for our sister Chesa and the family of the pastor here. Be with them. Bless them. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, and to supply their needs.
Amen.
We want to thank you so much for this wonderful time that we've had of fellowship together. And if there is any who are sick and afflicted, may they receive their healing, O God, right now, as your presence is among us, Father. We ask all these blessings in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, brother.